Good afternoon to my colleagues who are going to begin the Senate Rules Committee. It is Wednesday, April 15th, approximately 1:34 p.m. Welcome to each and every one of you, Madam Vice Chair. Welcome. I think we're going to have a really quick and expeditious hearing today. So why don't we go, Madam Secretary, why don't we establish a quorum, and please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Here.
Cannella here. Leyva.
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell.
Here.
Mitchell here. Fuller.
Here.
Fuller here. De Leon.
Here.
De Leon here.
Fantastic. We have established a quorum. We're going to go with the agenda items that are before us. What we're going to do, if you want to follow the agenda, we're going to ask for motion on file items number 1, 2, A, B only. On 2, we're going to go 3 through 7. We're going to strike number 8. We're going to go 9 through 17. Then we're going to add what you don't see before you, a number 18, which is a walk-on. And I will, I don't know if you have a copy of the walk-on item, appointing Senator Monning to the current vacancy on the Education Committee. Okay. I will go file items number 1, 2, A and B. Okay.
I have B is Ian Parkinson.
That is A. B is Mark Wheatley, and C is Valerie Minton.
Got it.
Okay. So I'll start all over. We're going to do file items number 1, 2A and B, mm-hmm. 3 through 7. Mm-hmm. So 8 we'll strike, mm-hmm. 9 through 17, mm-hmm. and then we'll add 18, which is a walk-on item, which is Mr. Monning to
so
fill
moved.
In the. Thank you. We have a motion made by Senator Mitchell. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Aye.
Cannella, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Fuller.
Aye.
Fuller, aye. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Okay, measures pass on a 5-0 vote. Let's bring up file item number 2C. 2C is Valerie Minton. 2C, member for the Water Quality Control Board North Coast Region. We have a motion made by Ms. Leyva. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Cannella.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Fuller. De Leon.
Aye.
De Leon, aye.
Okay. Motion passes. File item 2C on a 3-2-0 vote. With that, what we're going to do is going to go into executive session.
Before we do that,
yes, ma'am. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I understand one of the gubernatorial appointees, Alec Kadani, the acting director of the Department of Consumer Affairs,
yes.
Pulled today.
Yes.
Because there's some interest or concern about Reed.
Yes.
And I would just like to be a part of that process.
Okay.
If
fantastic.
Possible. And if we get a sense of when he's likely to be added back to
the. I think we talked about within the month, because next week it was a sort of a juggling act. Next week we have 2 appointments before us. And what we didn't want to do, so we didn't want to load up all the appointments. We wanted to figure out when there would be space, when there wasn't going to be a lot of heavy activity, and place him on the heavy activity part. The IT issue, the scandal, if you will, but with regards to Breeze, predates him, but there's not enough time for me to really get deep in the weeds on this whole IT scandal thing, because it seems like year after year after year, with the executive branch, we're having scandal after scandal after scandal, some IT crisis. Yeah, and every time, you know, and we got to figure out, because this is, at the end of the day, taxpayer dollars.
Right there.
Okay. Gotcha. Fantastic. Let's do so. Okay. So with that, we're going to go into executive session.